Time to meet the men from the ministry. We're off once again for a whirl round Whitehall with Norma Ronald, Ronald Badley, John Graham, and the men from the ministry, Richard Murdoch and Derek Giler. When problems arise, most ministry men know just what steps to take. Great big long ones in the opposite direction. But the General Assistance Department is always ready to advise others.
A telex from the Foreign Office, one. They're anxious for our decision.
Well, I don't like to hurry this, too. A false move could be disastrous.
Why don't we move forward over here, you see? Mm. We could take their bishop with our rook.
Well done, too. Yes, telex that move at once. This is becoming quite a good game of chess.
We might even win this one.
Why not? The Foreign Office aren't all that clever. I believe those first 60 games were a fluke. Mm.
General Assistance Department, Richard Lamb fluking, speaking.
Pitkin here.
One, it's the permanent undersecretary.
Oh, glory, what a pest that man is. Hello, Sir Gregory, what a pest. What a pleasant surprise, sir.
It's about Cecil. Everything all right at your end?
At my end, Sir Gregory?
You've read my memo, of course.
Oh, of course, Sir Gregory. Yes, well, we always read your memo, sir. Yes, a model of clarity and pith.
Indeed. In that case, you'll know that Cecil arrives in your office today. I rang to check you're prepared.
Thank you, sir. And do give my regards to Lady P... Oh, dear, we've been cut off here. Well, is everything organized for Cecil, too?
Hey, who's Cecil?
Well, it was all in Sir Gregory's memo. I hope you read it.
Oh, yes, of course. But I can't quite recall all the details. Mildred, would you come in a minute? Mildred's sure to know.
Hello, Mr. Lamb. Here I am.
Mildred, that memo from Sir Gregory about Cecil.
Cecil?
Don't tell me you didn't read it.
Oh, I read it, Mr. Lamb, but I don't remember what it said. I'll get on to the cleaning lady, see if she knows anything.
No. We haven't time for that, Mildred. Sir Gregory's very anxious about Cecil, and he'll be here in a minute. And we must find the memo.
Look in that tray, Mildred.
In, out, or pending?
Tea. Some papers under that saucer.
Right. Oh, yeah, I reckon this is it. To General Assistance Department, subject Cecil.
Ah, yes, let me see. This is to inform you that it was... Oh, good gracious.
Well, too, who is Cecil? One of Sir Gregory's nephews who couldn't get a job in industry?
Cecil isn't a he at all. He's an it.
What?
It's CECIL, Central Electronic Computer Information Liaison. An electronic brain, and it's to be kept here.
Nonsense. I won't have brains in my office.
It seems you'll have to. It's being installed today, and they're sending a Miss Sharp to show us how to use it.
Good Lord, what's that noise?
It came from the outer office.
Steady, you clumsy idiots. Aren't you used to handling delicate equipment?
It must be Cecil.
Good grief, it's enormous.
Watch what you're doing, man. If you drop it again, there'll be trouble. We must be thankful your foot was there to break its fall last time. And what are you gaping at, young man?
You must be Miss Sharp.
Certainly. Now, don't get in the way. We have to find a suitable place to install Cecil. Ah, that should do nicely. That disused little cubbyhole through there.
But that's my office.
Was it indeed? Right, you men, bring it through here.
But, Miss Sharp...
By Jove, it's almost lunchtime. I'm sure you can cope with this, too.
But one, you can't leave now. Oh, he can.
Cecil is now fully installed and ready to function.
Oh, really?
Mr. Crawley.
Now, as you know, a computer is basically an answering machine. Feed the facts correctly, state your requirements clearly, and Cecil will solve any logical problem.
Yes. Would he care for a cup of tea?
Don't be facetious, Mr. Lamb, and kindly see that no tea is ever spilt on the computer. Cecil's mechanism is extremely fragile, and his balance is delicate.
I know the feeling.
Do you smoke?
Not just now, thank you.
I am not offering you one, man. I want to stress there's to be no smoking in this office. While Cecil is here, the air must be free of all impurities.
I suppose it's all right if we breathe now and then.
As long as you take precautions. When using the computer, it's best if you wear this surgical mask. Now, have you any questions, Mr. Crawley?
Is this computer like those speak-your-weight machines, you know, talking and so on?
Oh, of course it isn't.
That's it exactly.
Oh.
Mind you, the voice is the only thing they have in common. Cecil is much more advanced. It has several human features.
Could you show us its what's-his name?
Oh, in operation. By all means. Ah, oh, now, I see there's a problem here from the transport people needing judgment on two sorts of car engine. Now, I feed in the data, so...
Well, well, how's it going? All installed, is it?
Who is this?
This is an obsolete type. Only functions when well-oiled.
What? Who said that?
This is Mr. Lennis Brownman. This is Miss Sharp.
Tough and durable. Not suitable for sporting purposes.
My word, it's this machine. Well, well. Well, I hope you'll enjoy your stay here, Miss Sharp.
Heavens, man, I'm not here to enjoy myself.
No, of course not. No, two. Yeah. She's not here to enjoy herself.
No, we'll try to see that she doesn't.
I'm here for a fortnight to teach you to use this computer.
Oh, I see. Yeah, well, I mean, it looks quite straightforward to me. This will be the ashtray, I suppose.
That is the information slot. Kindly remove that filthy cigar. I've already told your staff, this machine must not be exposed to the noxious weed.
You hear that, Mr. Crawley? You ought to keep away from the computer.
Very droll, Mr. Lennox Brown.
Henceforth, this office is out of bounds to tobacco, tea, cakes, biscuits, or anything else that causes crumbs or smoke.
Honestly, Mildred, that woman is irritating. I'd swear she wears Harris tweed knickers. Thank heavens her fortnight ends tomorrow.
The way she's terrorised this office. I mean, it's like being back at school. Every time I put my hand up, she just shoves more work in it.
Well, you've done marvels, Mildred, keeping the flag of freedom burning. Is that my tea and biscuits?
Yeah, Mr. Lamb, I smuggled it in the out tray.
Well done.
Having to eat your biscuits in secret. It's like that French persistence movement. Yeah, I'll come back when the coast's clear.
I'd like a nice cup of tea in the morning. Still, Mildred's brew's better than nothing.
Two, why are you lurking in the map cupboard?
Oh, morning, Mum. Just having my elevenses. You know how that woman is about biscuit crumbs. Miss Sharp can be awfully blunt.
Ridiculous. My number two having to masticate in the map cupboard. Who's in charge of this office anyway? Are we men or mice?
Come along, Miss Merkin. Hurry up. And where's Lennox Brown? I want a word with him.
Move over, too. And pass me a cheese biscuit. What a voice that woman's got. Still, at least it's cleaned up Trafalgar Square.
Cleaned up Trafalgar Square?
She frightened away all the pigeons.
Ah, there you are, you two. What on earth are you doing in the map cupboard?
What are we doing in... that's a good question. What are we doing in the map cupboard, too?
Oh, we're just getting out.
That's it, we're just getting out.
Heaven knows how you'll manage after tomorrow. That's my last day here, you know.
Thank heavens for that.
What did you say, Mr. Lamb?
Thank Evans for that. That map of Swansea he sent us. Evans is one of our Welsh colleagues, you see.
Ah, indeed, yes. Now, as I'm leaving, we must have a full demonstration of the computer to help you get familiar with its operation.
Ah, splendid idea, Miss Sharp. But it's been a long morning and I've just remembered a lunch engagement. My number two will be delighted to get familiar with you.
Mr. Lennox Brown, you may not be seeing me for some time.
Thank you. The Welsh fellow, of course.
Well, I'll go through it with you, Mr. Lamb. Oh. You haven't an urgent lunch engagement, have you?
Yeah, well, it's funny you should mention that. I'm afraid not.
Then let's move over to the computer.
Oh, do let's.
Now, you realize there's a great interest in this experiment.
Yes.
Each ministry department expects a full report on computer results weekly. Are you listening, Mr. Lamb?
Weekly.
Now then, data input, neutron regulator, programming device,
yeah.
And up here, a display of rotating symbols. You know what to look for there.
Three lemons or two cherries and a plum.
Oh, Mr. Lamb, please. Perhaps we'll just tackle some simple problem that's waiting to be dealt with.
Oh, good idea. How about this? Now, the Ministry of Defense wants us to work out a series of maneuvers for the Birkenhead Light Infantry.
I said something simple. That's this week's major task for you after I've gone. I'm not doing that for you.
Oh, very well. Some other problem.
What sort of fool do you people take me for?
That's a good one, yes. Let's try that.
Morning, too.
Morning, Mum. Have a biscuit.
Ah, she's gone then.
Yes, the place won't seem the same without her, I'm happy to say.
Well, let's not waste time chatting. There's lots to be done. I'll set up the chessboard.
Good. We could face a threat from the Foreign Office Queen.
Really? Well, if he rings up, I'll deal with him. Where's Mildred?
She's in the computer room, dusting Cecil down.
Oh, sounds as if she'd set him off.
Probably tickled his transistors with her feather duster. I'd better see. Mildred, what are you up to?
Oh, Mr. Lamb, you give me a start.
What are you doing?
I was just, feeding a problem to Cecil.
Oh, which problem, Mildred?
Crunchy wheat is good for you. Have a plateful. No, have two.
What on earth is that?
Well, it's the Crunchy Wheat slogan contest. I fed him lots of words and set him to find some slogans for me. The winner gets £1,000.
Crunchy wheat is yum, yum, yummy. Just the thing to fill your tummy.
Mildred, you mean you're using Cecil for financial gain?
Sorry, Mr. Lamb.
And so you should be. It's a misuse of government property. £1,000, did you say?
What's going on in there? Come along, too. I've set up the chessboard.
I'm surprised at you, Mildred. Get back to your desk at once.
Right you are, sir.
What's the matter, too? You were rather short with her.
She was using the computer to work out a slogan for some competition.
Good gracious. Could it do that kind of job?
I suppose so. Unscrupulous people could use it to forecast the stock exchange, racing results, and all sorts of things.
Racing results, my word. And football pools, I suppose.
Football pools, yes, that's an idea. Except it would be quite unethical.
Oh, right, yes. I mean, the machine should only be used for official work.
It's as well they left it with trustworthy people like us.
Indeed.
Chelsea 3, Arsenal 3, Spurs 1, Leeds 1.
Spurs one, Leeds one. Oh, how splendid. What shall I do with the money? A new pair of plimsolls, perhaps? A slice of ham in my mustard sandwiches? Oh, dear. Run, you're back early from lunch?
Well, I have a lot to do today, too. Oh, my word, yes. What's that paper in your hand? Looks like a memo.
Paper? Oh, yes. It does look like a memo, yes. In fact, it is a memo.
Well, I'd better sign it.
I'm not...
Oh, come along, too. Give it to me.
Oh, yes.
There you are. I can't waste time reading the things. After all, no one else does.
That's true.
I'll put it in the out tray.
Thank you, man.
What's it about, by the way?
About... the memo. It's about... dear, I cannot tell a lie.
Hmm?
It's a list. A list of drawers.
Ah, that stock-taking job for the Women's Army Corps. Well, too, I have a busy afternoon ahead, so off you go and get on with your, whatever it is you do.
Mildred and I are compiling data on the Birkenhead Light Infantry. Later on, Cecil has to work out a series of manoeuvres for them.
Good. Well, keep it up, too. Don't let me detain you.
Of course, Mildred had her own ideas on manoeuvres for the soldiers, but I had to turn them down.
Yes, quite, quite. Well, I mustn't keep you.
Yes.
Good Lord, I thought he'd never go. Can't make a phone call in peace in this place. Two's a good chap, but, all right, he does fuss.
Gamble's turf accountants.
Ah, Gamble. What's running in the 3:30 at Haydock tomorrow? It's Lennox Brown speaking.
Ah, Mr. Lennox Brown, I wanted a word with you. There's the matter of your account.
Ah, my account. Been piling up, has it? Yes. Well, I've been rather busy lately. Still, I mean, you know me, Gamble. I mean, you can have my check as soon as you say the word.
You always say that, but you never tell me what the word is.
Now, don't ramble, Gamble. What about these horses?
All right, let's see. 3:30 Haydock Park, Saturday. There's Tower of London. That should be favourite.
Tower of London, yes.
Fancy Free, Stop at nothing.
Stop at nothing, yeah.
Donation.
Donation?
Donation by Miracle Abbey Scotsman.
Ah, yes, I know, yeah.
Banjo, Pilgrim's Way, Kimono, and Mock Attack.
Kimono and Mock Attack. Mm.
8 runners. Do you want to place your bet now?
No, I've got to do a bit of calculating. I'll ring you back in 10 minutes. Now, let's just see the form. Tower of London, beaten twice, 1-4, placed once, carries one. Blondie. Yes, good. Now then, Cecil, I'll give you all the form and you give me the best 3. And no messing about or I'll flick cigar ash up your intake.
As I strolled along in Parliament Square with an independent air, you should hear the girls declare he must be a millionaire.
Only Mr. Lamb, you're very cheerful for a Monday morning.
Dame Fortune has smiled on me, Mildred. You see before you a man of substance.
Do what?
I've done it, Mildred. I've won the pools. 8 draws on the treble chance.
Oh, first dividend. You! Well, would you, Adam and Eve, it? Oh, I think I'm having one of me come-overs.
Oh, steady, Mildred. I shan't allow it to unbalance me, and neither should you.
I don't know how you can stay so calm.
This big win will not alter my life. Money isn't everything. It won't change my attitude to work.
You mean you go on avoiding it?
That's a little speech I've prepared for when they present my check at the Odeon.
Oh.
At least I hope it's the Odeon. I've seen the film at the Roxy.
Ooh,
One has to be sensible and responsible. And all I've got to add is, I'm rich! I'm rich, do you hear? I'm dirty, rotten, filthy rich!
Oh, what's going on? Why are you doing that obscene dance?
Morning, man. I had a spot of luck over the weekend.
More than I did. Wretched horses are probably still running.
Oh, it's the football pool, sir. Mr. Lamb's won the treble chance.
My word, football pools? What were we saying about pools the other day?
I forget. Yes, I distinctly forget.
Something about using the computer to forecast results.
Was I?
And then we agreed it would be unethical.
Oh, yes, what a coincidence.
Coincidence. How much have you won?
It depends how many others got 8 draws. I shan't know for a day or two, but I'd guess about £600,000.
£600,000? Do you know, I've been meaning to ask you over for dinner one evening.
Dinner assistance department. To whom did you wish to speak to?
Lennox Brown, please. Foreign Office here. Sir Hugo Bent.
It's for you, sir. Hugo Bent at the Foreign Office.
What? Yes. Morning, Hugo.
Morning, LB.
Worked out an answer to our last move yet?
Well, I was going to query that. I'm afraid you're not supposed to have 3 bishops, you know.
You noticed it, do you? Well, just checking you were on your toes, you see. Was that why you rang?
No. Just phoned to thank you for those pools tips. Very kind of you.
Pools tips?
Yes. First time I've done the thing, and I've got first dividend on the treble chance.
Good Lord.
Well, thanks again. And incidentally.
Yes?
Knight to Rook 5. Checkmate. 61 games to us, I think.
What was all that about?
Very odd. Seems he's won the pools as well.
What a coincidence. Oh, dear. So the first dividend's shared. I suppose I shan't get more than 300,000.
But what did he mean about tips? We've not sent in anything but our chess moves, have we?
Well, only the weekly computer report. That goes out to all departments. I took it from the outtray myself.
Report? Outtray?
What's the matter, Mr. Lamb? You've gone as grey as a sheet.
This report you sent to all departments, what did it say?
Well, I didn't read it. Look, there's a copy here.
Yeah, let me see. Forecast for Saturday. Chelsea 3, Arsenal 3, Spurs 1, Leeds 1. Oh, no. Not a copy to all departments.
Pull yourself together, too. You'll never hang yourself with those braces. They're too elastic. Keep bouncing back on the desk.
We must have had half the civil service ring up. They've all won the treble chance.
And that means you won't win so much, Mr. Lamb.
Win? I'll be lucky if I don't have to pay them. And it's all your fault, Mildred.
Oh, steady, too, steady. Well, she was only doing her job. Where's your sense of humour gone?
Same place as my £600,000.
Switch on your transistor, Mildred. There are some strange rumours going round. We ought to listen to the news.
On the third day of his visit to Bonaland, watched a display of local dancing. He later rode a camel and at one point took over the controls himself. A sensation this week on the football pools with a record number of winners. The top companies have declared first dividends averaging 13 pence, the lowest in their history. The only exception is Forrester's pools.
That's mine.
They are paying 9 pence. There were reports from the civil service this morning of a large number of resignations. Police were called to Whitehall to control a drunken mob who were jumping on their bowler hats and shouting, "We're no one's obedient servants now." Later it was learned that the resignations were due to a misunderstanding, and all those concerned were carried back to their desks.
That's quite enough. I can't bear it.
Well, it's your own fault, too, for misusing the computer.
No wonder mistakes get made. These computer slips are all over the place. What's this? Tower of London, mock attacks, stop at nothing. They're racehorses, aren't they?
Not the way they ran on Saturday.
But why are their names on one of Cecil's copy slips?
Well, even a computer has to relax.
One, you got Cecil to forecast the first three horses for you.
Well, I got him to try. The idiot hasn't the least idea.
Mildred, why is this slip on your desk?
I'll keep a copy of all Cecil's answers when I send them out.
You sent that out?
Yeah. It was with all that stuff on the Birkenhead Light Infantry. You remember, we had to give them manoeuvres. So I guess that was Cecil's answer.
Tower of London, mock attack, stop and... You sent that to the Ministry of Defence?
Oh, no, Mr. Lamb.
Oh, well, thank heavens for that.
I sent it straight to the Birkenhead Light Infantry.
Hello, Anna Perv here. I'm standing on Tower Bridge, watching this amazing surprise attack on the Tower of London. It was apparently ordered by Whitehall, so it must be designed to test the Tower Guard. Unfortunately, no one seems to have told the guards it's only an exercise and there's some brisk fighting going on. Through the smoke, I can see men with ladders scaling the west wall. These are the Burks of the Troop and Head Light Infantry. I'm sorry, the troops of the Birkenhead Light Infantry. But along the battlements, the yeomen of the guard are fighting back bravely, helped by scores of American tourists. And the attackers have run into a hail of guidebooks and small metallic souvenirs. Now, here's Colonel Fighting Mad Faversham, CO of the Birkenhead Light Infantry. Colonel, how's the attack going?
Oh, splendidly, splendidly. One squad broke through to the inner chamber and captured several chaps in full armor. They're being interrogated now, but unfortunately they're not saying much. Just clanking a bit.
You're making a frontal assault.
We've other lines of attack as well. A short while ago, several of our chaps crept into the crypt.
What did they do then?
Once they'd achieved their purpose, they crept out again.
Mr. Lamb, it's ages since that awful business, but every time the phone rings, you're still hiding the map cupboards.
It's been a nerve-wracking month, Mildred. I can't think why they haven't traced that tower disaster back to us.
Oh, too, there's some problems here for Cecil.
Oh, right. I was just saying to Mildred, it's odd we never got blamed for that attack on the Tower of London.
Ah, well, I think that's something to do with General Fighting Mad Faversham.
General? I thought he was only a colonel.
He was, but Cecil recommended a sudden promotion. And around about the same time, he seems to have lost that disastrous order we sent him.
So that's it. You are an old slyboots one.
Well, of course, that mock attack did wonders for the tourist train. So, all's well that ends well. Let's feed these problems to Cecil.
Funny the way we've adjusted to having Cecil in the office.
Yes, he's turned out to be a decent fellow after all. Hmm. Pity he couldn't find eight drawers again, though.
Well, that first time was just an accident.
Ah, here comes the answer to our first problem. Pretty vital, this one. Hope he's got it right.
Bishop to Queen's Rook 6. Checkmate.
There it is. Yes, 2. We've won. Telex that move to the Foreign Office at once.
That's our 10th victory on the trot. Good old Cecil. He's one of us now.
He certainly is. He's really got the ministry attitude. Here. Now, let's see how he copes with these work queries. Right, feed in the first one.
Not our pigeon, old boy.
He's got it right, too. Yeah. What about the second one?
Pass to you. Nothing to do with us.
That's bang on as well. And the third one?
Don't bother with this. It's time for tea.
So it is. Good old Cecil.
Pass him a biscuit, would you, Mildred?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Computerized as the men from the ministry were Richard Murdoch and Derek Giler. Also featured were Norma Ronald, Ronald Badley, and John Graham. The program was written by Johnny Mortimer, Brian Cook, and Edward Taylor, and produced by Edward Taylor. Time to meet the men from the ministry. We're off once again for a whirl round Whitehall with Norma Ronald, Ronald Badley, John Graham, and the men from the ministry, Richard Murdoch and Derek Giler. When problems arise, most ministry men know just what steps to take. Great big long ones in the opposite direction. But the General Assistance Department is always ready to advise others.
A telex from the Foreign Office one. They're anxious for our decision.
Well, I don't like to hurry this, too. A false move could be disastrous.
Why don't we move forward over here, you see? Mm. We could take their bishop with our rook.
Well done, too. Yes, telex that move at once. This is becoming quite a good game of chess.
We might even win this one.
Why not? The Foreign Office aren't all that clever. I believe those first 60 games were a fluke.
Mm. General Assistance Department, Richard Lamb fluking. Speaking.
Pitkin here.
One, it's the permanent undersecretary.
Oh, glory, what a pest that man is. Hello, Sir Gregory. What a pest. What a pleasant surprise, sir.
It's about Cecil. Everything all right at your end.
At my end, Sir Gregory?
You've read my memo, of course.
Oh, of course, Sir Gregory, yes. Well, we always read your memo, sir. Yes, a model of clarity and pith.
Indeed. In that case, you'll know that Cecil arrives in your office today. I rang to check you're prepared.
Thank you, sir. And do give my regards to Lady P... Oh, dear, we've been cut off here. Well, is everything organized for Cecil, too?
Who's Cecil?
Well, it was all in Sir Gregory's memo. I hope you read it.
Oh, yes, of course. But I can't quite recall all the details. Mildred, would you come in a minute? Mildred's sure to know.
Mm. Hello, Mr. Lamb. Here I am.
Mildred, that memo from Sir Gregory about Cecil.
Cecil?
Don't tell me you didn't read it.
Oh, I read it, Mr. Lamb, but I don't remember what it said. I'll get on to the cleaning lady, see if she knows anything.
No. We haven't time for that, Mildred. Sir Gregory's very anxious about Cecil, and he'll be here in a minute, and we must find the memo.
Look in that tray, Mildred.
In our...